Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Did you know that mybookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh yeah, they've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variants, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports, not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. Thursday, July 31, 2025, the last day of July. Thank you for downloading. Yours truly, El Baldo, with you today. Another solo ZABEcast, but now I'm back in the comfort of my home studio, and I'm able to deliver to you the finest audio quality that I can possibly deliver. Well, technically not true. I could get an even more expensive microphone, the SMB80. SMB8 or 80. I think it's the SMB8. Every douchebag YouTuber uses it, podcaster. They're excellent microphones. They're the industry best. I'm sure Sennheiser stands will say, whoa, do. RE20 can give it every bit the dynamic response, step for step, note for note, syllable for syllable, dynamic range. Of course, this is not a Shure SMB8. This is a Shure MV7S. Plus, which has dual XLR and USB connectivity. And I now know that you guys are bored as shit. So let's just move on. Lead story today on the ZABEcast, the three unwise men. What a confluence of news stories that came together on Wednesday in the form of Gilbert Arenas, Shannon Sharpe, and Marcus Morris. Three blind idiots. I often will say to people, you know, pro athletes live in a world we can't comprehend. It is beyond the scope of us as mortals to even understand it for a second because of how much our culture worships and makes millionaires and billionaires out of athletes. So they live in a world that everything is given to them. Nobody ever says no. The most beautiful women will throw themselves upon these men and these athletes, and they get away with so much stuff. It doesn't mean that there aren't athletes who get it, who understand that, you know, the real world has rules, but it's easy if you're on the edge of being a narcissist that being a pro athlete who makes a lot of money will push you indeed over the top into the world of what the fuck were you actually thinking? So let's deal with them one by one. Gilbert Arenas, former Washington Wizards shooting guard. Haha, see what I did there? As somebody put it on Twitter, he tried to end his NBA career by reenacting Red Dead Redemption in the middle of their locker room. And now he made sure to nuke whatever chances he had with NBC for a lucrative commentator gig as the Peacock is set to take over rights to the NBA next fall. Yeah, Gilbert Arenas was in the running. Why? Because Gilbert Arenas had a podcast and his podcast was pretty popular. How? Why? Well, maybe there's more to it, but we now know he ain't getting no commentary job because he was arrested on Wednesday for running a high-stakes illegal gambling operation, high-stakes poker games out of multiple mansions that he owns or controls in the LA area. He also had a, let me get this story up here just so I get it correct. He also had like an international Israeli criminal helping him run the entire enterprise. Absolute idiot. And because, you know, he thinks he's going to get away with it, he just does this shit. I mean, this is the same guy that before he put the guns out for his teammate, Javaris Crittenden, and a note that said on the locker seat, pick one. He also was noted for pooping in a teammate's shoe as a joke. Oh, that Gilbert Arenas. The same Gilbert Arenas that got pulled over with a truckload of illegal fireworks in California after being caught speeding. The same Gilbert Arenas that has said any number of otherwise cancelable things that he has been given a pass for. But, oh, he's so charming. That Gil, oh, Agent Zero, he's wacky, isn't he? Idiot. So, here's the story. Arenas arrested on illegal poker games charges. He appeared in U.S. District Court on Wednesday in downtown L.A., released on $50,000 bond after pleading not guilty. Trial is scheduled for September 23rd. I don't think it'll happen that soon, but we'll see. This looks like a pretty big case. His attorney, Jerome Friedberg, said outside the courthouse that he hadn't had much time to speak with his client and couldn't comment on the case. Also, Yevgeny Giora Gershman, a suspected high-level member of an Israeli organized crime syndicate, and four other associates were also indicted and arrested in connection with the alleged illegal business. Prosecutors say it was operated from September 2021 to July of 2022. Arenas would rent out his Encino house, and one of his associates staged the mansion for the poker games, recruited co-conspirators to host, and collected rent from the co-conspirators on Arenas' behalf. Yes, it's just like the mob. It's just like the Sopranos running the high-stakes poker game, busting guys out who are gambling degenerates, and then taking over their sporting goods store, ordering a bunch of coolers, ruining his credit, and then driving him to the brink of suicide. The indictment alleges that Gershman and other defendants ran illegal Pot Limit Omaha poker games, among others, which collected a cut from each pot contested. Must be nice. Prosecutors say that the group hired chefs, valets, and armed security guards to staff the games. This, as well as young women who served drinks, provided massages, and offered companionship to the poker players in exchange for tips. All that plus the co-conspirators took a cut of the server's tips from the games. So you're a hot young woman. You're having to rub the back and rub the nipples of a NBA player or someone like that. You get tipped a couple grand. And guess what? The runners of the game, they get a cut of that as well. Where's our taste? It's unclear as of Wednesday who the players in the games were. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined further comment. If convicted, Arenas and other defendants could face statutory maximum sentencing of 5 years in federal prison for each count. Hold on. Would face statutory maximum sentence. Does that mean they're automatically going to get the max? Of course, not the first time Arenas has found himself in trouble. Him and teammate Javaris Crittenden. Arenas, 43 years old, last played in the NBA in 2012 with the Memphis Grizzlies. The three-time All-Star averaged 20 points per game over parts of 11 seasons with the Wizards, Grizzlies, Golden State Warriors, and Orlando Magic. It is kind of amazing that he brought guns into a locker room in a city that has very strict gun laws, Washington, D.C., and that did not end his career entirely, that he still played after the whole thing in Washington. Now, let's find out what Gilbert Arenas made while he was playing bouncy ball in the association. Good website for this is a website called SpotTrack or SpotTrack. I've heard it both ways. SPOTRAC. SpotTrack. And you just scroll down, career earnings. There's a tab for it. Gilbert Arenas, career earnings. Holy shit. This can't be right. Can it? I think it is, actually. $163 million. Wow. Unbelievable. He made 10, 11, 11, 14, 16 with the Wizards through 2009. Then goes to Orlando, makes 17 mil. Gets traded to the Grizz the following year while making 23 million. And then made 20 and 22 million in his age 31 and 32 seasons. Had he been less of a headache and a little bit more diligent in his career, he could have easily played probably three more years. That's another 60 million. Of course, he would have pissed away all that as well. Now, maybe he's got a lot of the money. Maybe he just ran poker games because they were fun. It gave him something to do. He could do a podcast in the morning, poker game at night. Idiot. That brings us to idiot number two, Marcus Morris. Marcus Morris was freed from jail in Vegas after he was brought in, initially denied bail, but he was able to finally get released after two casinos claimed that he wrote bad checks. Now, it's a little bit murky as to whether or not he just had a marker that he was using to gamble with, or if he literally wrote a bad check to two different casinos to get money with no intention of repaying it. Morris has been on a social media rampage saying this is bullshit and, you know, I would never do this. A bunch of stuff that you would think a good lawyer would say, you know what? We're going to try this in court. So anything you say online is not going to help our case here. So just maybe put the social media aside. Here is Marcus Morris. My last thing is, fuck Vegas. To treat me like that was wild. I've gambled on those properties for over 10 plus years. Doesn't matter. We could have handled that mob style before that option. Never been in cuffs or a part of any fraud shit in my life. He spelled it FRUD, F-R-U-D. I would like to think that's a typo. I don't know. I don't think he's that smart. Never been a part of any FRUD shit in my life, and it's going to stay that way. I don't need PR to do anything for me. This is from a man who built his career on morals and character. Never running or ducking from anything. If you know gambling, you can't take money out the casino if you got a marker. Okay. Never running or ducking from anything. They should have handled this mob style. Yeah. These casinos don't like to have to do this, but they will. If they keep having their calls go to voicemail for the casino host that is in charge of handling Mr. Morris, and obviously he was good business, because he sucked as a gambler, clearly. And so you ride him deep for about a quarter of a milli. And he says, yeah, man, I'll get you back next week. I got some assets. I got some stocks I'm going to sell. And I got to go to my bank. And I'll get you back. I would say the marker, I would say the casino host would give you a week. And then it's like Stewie Griffin. Knock, knock. Where's my money? Yeah, you got my money? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you should have that money. That'd be good. And then next thing you know, Marcus Morris, I would guess, is leaving the casino host on red. Calls are going to voicemail. And the only way to get the money back is to actually go through the courts. And that's what they did. And then, of course, guys like Marcus Morris say, man, bullshit. I wasn't trying to run out on that. You know I'm good for it. You know it was just a marker. I wasn't writing bad checks. Fuck Vegas, man. I've gambled there for 10 plus years. Trust me. They don't want, I think it was MGM and their properties, their multiple properties that it was. They don't want this because then other idiot high rollers who are going to lose comfortably quarter, half a mil, mil plus, that gets out to them and they're like, yeah, okay. Maybe out of solidarity or just to avoid them because maybe they did jump the gun on this. I'll go gamble somewhere else. Yeah, no, trust me, the casinos don't want this kind of smoke. They do want a good chunk of their half a milli, if that's, or 250 grand, a quarter million. They want that money and they'll go chase that money. They're not just going to let you skate on that. Whether Morris pays it all back or not, we shall see. And then that brings us to the third idiot, which is Shannon Sharpe, who was formally let go from ESPN on Wednesday. This was just a couple weeks after he settled in a civil case, the sexual assault slash rape charges, not charges, but the civil case claiming sexual assault slash rape with a woman who had voice recordings from Shannon Sharpe saying some things that were like, ooh, that sounds a little bit serious about choking and other stuff. Shannon Sharpe called it a shakedown. Well, Tony Busby, the attorney, the opportunistic attorney that had many of the women that went after Deshaun Watson, said that the matter was settled after some protracted but amenable negotiations, and the matter is closed. And they are dismissing their case with prejudice, which, as I understand it, means it cannot be filed again. She got her money. Was it as much money as maybe Sharpe was offering before this story broke? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it was more. But I know this, Shannon Sharpe is now out of the best gig he could have had. He was being talked about as the next big investment by ESPN, that they were going to come at him with maybe a contract worth up to $80 million. Not no more, they aren't. But there's still the Club Shay Shay and the After Dark podcast that, you know, I'm sure is doing great. And, you know, he'll probably land somewhere else, maybe. I don't know. Doubt it. Does anyone want to get into this Shannon Sharpe business? And all because why? Because he thought he could get away with anything. Because athletes live in a different world. And many of them are just not smart. They think, okay, let me do this on the side. I'm going to do with some hustling. You know, I got to hustle. I got to get this going. Yeah, we could do that. All right, let's host poker games. Yeah, man, shit, I don't have to pay a casino back. Who cares? Shannon Sharpe? Yeah, man, I'll pretend like I left my phone on Instagram Live while I bang some chick. Yeah, what are they going to do, man? I'm Shannon Sharpe. Well, all three idiots now in the Hall of Fame. On a single day, all three stories come together. Oh, I forgot to mention Marcus Morris. Marcus Morris made like $110 million in his NBA career. And I'd love to know how much of it he still has. I'd love to know how much of it he knows where it actually is right now, if there is stuff left. It is a mountain of money that even for somebody who is pretty savvy, I bet, pretty financially savvy and conservative, it gets to be a challenge to handle all that money, you know? Can't just put it in a single bank account and say, well, you know, I'll just take some interest on it and I guess I'll pay normal taxes. You got to shield that money. You got to, you know, if you're smart, put it into reliable returns. Have that money work for you while you're sleeping. But yeah, gambling it? No, not the way to go.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Did you know that MyBookie.com has more than just sports gambling? Oh yeah, they've got an online casino that is amazingly fun to play and can be quite profitable. Want to sharpen some skills for a trip to Vegas or maybe another casino? You want to practice card counting, bet variance, or some exotic strategy you saw on TikTok? MyBookie.com. And of course, there's always the sports. Not just football, which we're all salivating about, but baseball, golf, tennis, boxing, MMA, and a bunch of stuff that you'll say, wait, I can bet something on that? Yes, you can. Get an account at MyBookie.com. Enter promo code ZABE so they know that I sent you. And splash around and have some fun in life, especially after you get that reimbursement check from your sales meeting in Grand Forks, South Dakota. MyBookie.com, the one, the only, the official sportsbook of the ZABEcast. To the WNBA. Boy, it's been a week for the W, hasn't it? Didn't get to this story earlier, but I will now. The week started out with a player for the Phoenix Mercury having her wig ripped off her head during the run of play. What? A wig? Yes. WNBA players, not all of them, but some of them wear wigs. Mostly black players. Doesn't matter, but whatever. And, okay, whatever. So what if it, you know, if it makes you look good? You know what they say, look good, feel good, play good. Whatever the case. But you shouldn't run off the court in horror, which she did. She's like, oh, my wig has come off. So she runs off the court. And the announcers are like mortified to even say what happened. Let me see if I can get the soundbite of WNBA wig. See how the search feature on X is coming these days. Okay, here it is right here. Let's take a listen. Let's get this routed into the right channel here on the good old Rodecaster Duo. All right, Rodecaster Duo chat channel, I believe this is. Let's call this main stereo. Okay, here we go.
I went through the rim. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She's going to go ahead to the back. Oh, no.
She going to go ahead to the back.
For Copper to deal with the malfunction.
Malfunction. Yeah. Okay.
Shakira, beautiful passer, Christy.
Yeah, they just go to the other highlight. They're like, let's just pretend like that just didn't happen. Well, it gets worse or better, depending on your perspective. While play was stopped because a gal lost her wig, had to run to the locker room, a fan apparently said something. Couldn't just let that one slide. You had to get a shot in there. You know, fans are going to do what fans are going to do. Fan was ejected from the game for making fun of it. Security being
said something. The Phoenix Mercury bench heard it and they did not like what was said. They're taking exception to it. So Amy Bonner, crew chief, is trying to have this sorted out with the arena security here as to which person it was.
Oh my God. You know, this was not a good moment for pay us what you owe us. Then the week got worse because on Tuesday night, somebody in Atlanta decided to throw a bright green dildo onto the court. And I know I shouldn't be laughing, but as Peter Griffin once said, you know, come on, Lois, the guys, they would have found that hilarious. It's funny anytime. I mean, look, a penis is a funny looking thing. Let's be honest about that. Much like the Jonah Hill character in Superbad, when he had this rare neurological condition that forced him to draw penises, he said, and he would get in trouble in school for it, including triumphant, veiny bastards. You know, that it's a funny looking organ, let's be honest. And then the fact that they make sex toys that are rubberized silicone versions of said penises, and that they make them in all shapes, sizes, and colors. I mean, let's just be honest, that's funny. The term for it, dildo, is a funny term. I once remember, and I'll have to check this with Scott and Solly tomorrow on the pod, I believe that Kevin Kiley, when he was working with us at Fox Sports Radio, early 2000s, Radio Row Super Bowl, there was a story about someone and a dildo, and he got into it. He relished getting into it on the air, and he got in trouble, which is weird because I don't think it's an FCC prohibited word, but it was a different time in which, you know, that sports were more serious and it was the network and they were like, oh my God, you can't say dildo. I would say because of podcasting and, you know, sort of the FM style infiltration to sports radio, which is good. I think it's more listenable. Makes dildo not such a big thing, but he got in trouble that week. They had like meetings and emails about it and whatnot. But yeah, A, it's funny at first glance. B, you got to say, okay, don't do that again. Number one, you know, chuck down to the court from the upper rafters, not rafters, but just in the stands, thrown from a distance. That thing, it wouldn't really hurt you. Could give you a mild headache if it clonked you right on the noggin. But it's an object that's thrown on the court. That's always a no-no. That's number one. Number two, it is misogynistic as fuck. It is insulting. And these gals are all someone's daughter, okay? They're playing in a pro league that you may not like, you may not watch, and you may say that they obviously don't deserve nearly anything close to what the men are getting, but Jesus, let them play in their league as professionals and don't throw dildos at them, for God's sakes. Of course, not the first time we've had a notable dildo incident in sports. There was that game in Buffalo with the Bills where somebody was able to get one into the corner of the end zone. And they're like, wait a minute, what is that? Is that a dildo? Jesus, stop it already. And of course, the green dildo sat there under the feet of several players on the bench and nobody picked it up. And the cameraman zoomed in on it. And I'm like, okay, I know you don't want to touch it with your bare hands, but there's athletic towels all over the place. Just grab a towel. Grab a towel, grab the green dildo, go put it in the trash. None of the ladies, none of the gals wanted any part of it. They were just standing around like, yeah, I ain't touching that. That ain't my job. Of course, the comments, you people on the comments are just wrong and savage. I mean, funny, but still, I say with a straight face and seriousness, come on now, guys. And then I read the comments after the people post the video of it, and I'm like, oh boy. Someone said at least it wasn't a double ender. Someone else said, Was that the last one and giveaway night? Was it dildo giveaway night? Okay, I'm not laughing. Okay, stop it. Don't throw anything on the court. Don't throw dildos. It's insulting, okay? Somebody else pointed out, if you watch the play that was going on, because the thing comes and bounces. The play continues, and the sequence of the play is as follows. attempted jump shot, snuffed, dildo, airball. You cannot make it up. That's the actual sequence. Blocked shot, blocked jumper, feeble blocked jumper, like the kind of blocked jumper you see on a rec court, followed by a flying green dildo, followed by a straight up airball, and then they stop the game. Woof. Last topic for today, parenting and athletes. Scottie Scheffler, of course, made quite a lot of headlines recently when he was talking about how, generally speaking, unfulfilling just being a golfer alone is, that he wants to find his purpose in life and his larger meaning in raising a wonderful, healthy family. And it was, I think, a wonderful take on modern athletes who believe that they can both be great at their sport and also care about something bigger than just their sport. But then this week, Tom Brady weighed in and kind of took a little bit of a shot at Scheffler. Not a shot, but he kind of disagreed with Scheffler, saying, well, why does it have to be, you know, why can't you do both? And then, you know, Tom Brady started extolling the virtues of how he believes his maniacal pursuit of being the best quarterback of all time, which he is, by the way, was something that was a good example for his kids and did not interfere with his parenting. Now, he may be right. He may have been a perfectly fine father and still is a fine father, despite the fact that, of course, he had one child and then got divorced from Bridget Moynihan, and then, of course, the whole thing with Giselle. We don't know what happened. Maybe her jiu-jitsu instructor was creeping on her before Tom got wandering eyes. Maybe not. Tom Brady is not very openly religious to anyone's knowledge, which is also fine, but just saying. But the whole taking advice on being a family man from Tom Brady, there's a lot of analogies out there, people saying, yes, that's like dot, dot, dot. And some of the answers are pretty funny. But that then got Skip Bayless, of all people, to talk about why he's never had kids. As a former writer, sports writer, and now once very expensive, overpaid pundit on Fox Sports and ESPN, and now just doing a podcast like the rest of us. Skip Bayless talked about how he felt it was his calling to be the best commentator ever and not have a family, that a family would distract him. Here you go. Skip Bayless, calling and kids. Yeah, here we go. All right, you want to hear from Skip? Here we go. Here's a minute 32 of this asshole. Take a listen.
Scheffler, who works hard at never saying anything to the media, just suddenly, absolutely unloaded in a press conference about how winning major championships just wasn't fulfilling to him anymore, just didn't mean anything to him anymore compared to being a great father and a great husband. What? A guy who has a chance to be Tiger Woods, maybe even be Michael Jordan, was questioning what it all means on the eve of a major championship that he'd never won? My initial reaction was, well, RIP Scottie Scheffler as a major championship winner. You know me, I'm all about the GOATs being cold-blooded sports killers, being obsessed with winning to the potential detriment of everything else in their lives. Nothing made them happier than dominating. So it was that...
Dominating. Can this guy read?
That I was jolted and jarred by...
Is he just reading and not speaking?
What Scottie Scheffler said on the eve of the British Open. No, Scottie, no. God gave you spectacular ability to play the world's hardest game, gave you the strongest competitive drive since Tiger, and you can't just shrug it off at age 29 and focus on, as you said, being a better father than a golfer.
He's doing both, you dipshit. And go watch him practice someday, and you'll realize he's not skipping on practice.
Scottie, no. God wants you to maximize the platform from which you can honor him and encourage fans to open their hearts to him, to God.
Okay. All right. All right, Skip. Skip said he he believes God told him to prioritize his sports media career at any cost, quote unquote, which meant not having kids, who he called a, quote, distraction, and also caused a divorce. Oh, yeah, kids are definitely a distraction. That's for sure. If you want to look at them strictly in that regard, yeah, they're a distraction. All right, a couple more stories real quick. Recall alert. Celsius energy drinks, which my daughter Megan is quite fond of, is having to recall some of its products because they're warning customers that some of their non-alcoholic seltzers were actually their vodka seltzers labeled as Celsius energy drinks. Virginia was one of the states that these drinks were shipped to, so there could be some kids who pop open a Celsius, take a swig, and next thing you know, they're like Barney from The Simpsons on the road to being a hopeless drunk because they accidentally got a can of booze and not one of just, you know, seltzer. Mark Schlereth doesn't like nerds who do analytics in the NFL. Here he was unloading on them on the Dan Dockich podcast on Outkick.
Yeah, there's one thing for me. It's the analytics people, you know, and the analytics people become gospel. Like people, like the average fan, because you can take those numbers and you can make them say whatever you want. And the average fan thinks that becomes gospel. And so they don't understand how the game works. So this is a way that you can basically go, okay, let me put my thumbprint on this, you know, the air yards per target or whatever bullshit that they're feeding you as an analytics, you know, number crunching nerd. And, you know, I got in an argument with a guy that was extolling the virtues of going for 2 points every time. Get up and line up and run a 2-point play. You've heard these nerds talk about this. And so I asked the guy, I said, let me ask you a question. How many 2-point plays do you think we go into any given game plan with? And the guy goes, I don't know. And I said, we'll go in with 2 during the week. One we like and one we kind of like. We'll practice one of them. It'll be one rep of that particular play against a scout team defense, and we'll do it on Friday when we don't have pads on. So how, like, what do you think the confidence level in a freaking coach is in the NFL that we're going to go for 2 points every time when we only have one play we like, the rest of the stuff we'd have to run out of base formations or nickel formations in a condensed football field where you don't have an over-the-top play to separate defenders.
Okay, these are all good points and interesting to hear, and I don't doubt any of that from Mark Schlereth's playing career. But he last played in the league 20 years ago. Let me see if I can find his stats for you here. Schlereth career stats. Okay. Profootballreference.com. Yes, he last played in the NFL 25 years ago. Teams are going for it more now on fourth down. They're going for it more 2-point conversions, and I would be willing to bet a substantial amount of money that more teams go into every week with 3 or 4 2-point conversion plays, and they have practiced them probably in pads because it's now a more important weapon in their game plan. Anyone who's watched the NFL their whole life, like I have, and I'm sure you have, has been keenly aware of how much more aggressive coaches are now when it comes to going for it on fourth down. And smartly so. The numbers favor it as a strategy. And that's not, you could call it analytics or you could call it just game theory or statistics, or whatever you want to call it. It's not something that the jocks in the trenches are coming up with. It's people looking at, okay, what really wins the game? Analytics is such to figure out the most efficient way to solve a puzzle or to win a game with strategy. And that then gets applied to the football team. So I think, and I like Mark Schlereth, but I think when you start calling guys names, you start just saying, call them nerds, you're already kind of admitting you've lost the argument. Dateline Capitol Hill, they want my girl Jizmax to testify before Congress with immunity about all she knows regarding Epstein, Epstein Island, and others. So now they're asking prominent senators, congresspeople, whether or not they would be in favor of this. Bernie Sanders, who always seems to have a, he seems to find a microphone and a television camera whenever he goes. He loves to be on TV, Bernie. Lots of things to say. Well, guess what he said about this.
Would you be okay with Congress giving her immunity to testify? That's what she wants.
I haven't thought about it. I don't know the answer to that.
I haven't thought about it. I don't know the answer to that.
No position.
You're the first person who has asked me about it.
You're the first person who's asked me about it. I haven't thought about it. I haven't talked about it. Fuck off. You haven't talked about this. Everybody and their moms talked about it to some degree.
Okay. Well, when you have a position, will you let us know?
You'll be the first.
You'll be the first. I'll call you up. Meanwhile, everyone's getting too rich, except for me. I'm not getting rich. I mean, I'm getting rich, but don't tell anybody.
Just giving her immunity to testify. That's what she wants.
I haven't thought about it. I don't know the answer to that.
No position.
You're the first person who has asked me.
How about simply going, yeah, why not? The more information, the better. Horrible crimes were committed. That's why she's in jail. But we don't know who else was involved or it's been kept under seal. So, yeah, should not be hard. Arizona State is trying to take their program to the next level. They've got an idea for something that would be, well, I'd say groundbreaking. Kenny Dillingham, Dilly Dilly, their head coach, says he wants an indoor practice facility that will have fan tailgating inside so you can tailgate and cheer for the ASU in practice.
Absolutely huge. You know, one thing, I don't know if people know this, but we're in process of trying to build an indoor facility. That's our big project. We want to get it fundraised here in the next 5 months to get a shovel in the ground here in the next 6 months. So it's here in 2 years from today, which is the goal. We want to move it over by the football field. We want to use that indoor facility for tailgating in the future. So we have an indoor tailgating location for fans to come.
Because I'm sure early in the season it is hot as balls trying to tailgate for an ASU game.
And make it an awesome tailgate experience, like the 16th hole of the Waste Management Open. We want to create the 16th hole of the Waste Management Open, or as close as we can to it, in our indoor facility by our stadium here. And we just got to fundraise enough money to do it. So it's good for us. It'll be good for our football team. It'll be good for the fans if we can get it done.
All right. Now, I may have mistaken. It sounds like they want to use that just for tailgating when there's actual games going on during the football season outside. So you tailgate inside, then go outside and watch the game. It's not like you're going to tailgate watching practice. Yeah, practice would also be closed as well. Sophie Cunningham, talk about a ride-or-die girl. She is cozying up to Caitlin Clark, and that's a smart career move. She now has a podcast called Show Me Something with Sophie and someone else. The letters are too small for me to read. Here's what she says about people who deny that Caitlin Clark, her teammate, is the face of the WNBA.
And it literally, like, pisses me off when people are like, she's not the face of the league.
Who would be?
What?
Sabrina? No.
No, there's really good, well-known people in our league. I'm not discrediting them. Like, we have a lot of badasses in our league.
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah to that. I'm all for that. But when people try to argue that she's not the face of our league,
yeah,
or if our league would be where we're at without her, you're dumb as shit.
Yeah.
You're literally dumb as fuck.
Oh, boy. Using potty language. All right. Bad girl. Bad girl. And then there's this. Brent Musburger is going to join the booth for the Hall of Fame game tonight. That's right, Thursday, July 31st. Musburger was the 2025 recipient of the Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award, and he'll be honored in a pregame interview with Maria Taylor before joining Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth in the broadcast booth for the second half. Uncle Brent, you already were in all of our personal Hall of Fames anyway, as the face of the NFL on TV for many, many years, since you were the soundtrack to our teenage and adolescent youth. That you're getting this honor now, thank God it's not too late, that you're still alive and with us and still in pretty good health. But damn, what took you so long, people? What took you so long? Oh, and one more thing. There's a new collab out there. Superpowers of Snacking have joined forces. Oreo and Reese's are the new D-Generation X, or the new NWO. Whatever you want to call them, they are collabing now on more delicious treats to make you fat. Oreo has unveiled their new Reese's cookie flavor. That's right. It's an Oreo with a peanut butter cream inside, made by Reese's. Chances of stopping the axis of snacking dominance known as Oreo and Reese's? Very slim. Very slim. That'll be it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry about the audio yesterday. Had an idea, thought it would work. It didn't. You gave me feedback. We're good now. I'm going to stay on the best damn microphones and equipment I can afford, because you guys deserve it. And if you want to subscribe on Fridays, jump on in. Scott and Solly tomorrow will join us for our Friday edition. Just go to zabe.com/premium, and you too can be a true, true one percenter. And I thank everyone who is a subscriber. It's a mere $5 a month. You can go month to month, cancel any time. You buy a year at a time, I'll give you a month free. 12 months for the price of $11.55. No hassle. If there's ever any problems, if you ever like, my credit card's screwed up, or I can't cancel, where do I go? What's the link? Just email me. Email me, zabe@yahoo.com. I will get my guy, Chris Broussard, right on it. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday, and we will see you next time. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.